I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. Advocates for the ERA will head to Springfield on Tuesday to lobby for its ratification in the state. I've been covering the topic, including an Illinois Issues in-depth report that was published last year. I sat down with Mary Hansen to explain what it's all about.
So, Rachel, my first question is, what is the ERA and what would it do?
The Equal Rights Amendment is a proposal for the United States Constitution. It's just a proposal at this point, has not passed. The language states, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex.
So the amendment has been around for decades now. Give us a little bit of the history.
So the amendment was first drafted in 1923 by Alice Paul, a famous suffragist. It didn't reach congressional approval, though, until 1972, when it did pass through Congress. Of course, the president at the time was Richard Nixon, who was a supporter. It had bipartisan support, and a lot of people thought it was just something that obviously would go ahead and pass, but it did not. 38 states needed to ratify it by 1982, at least based on a deadline set by Congress, and Illinois was one of the states that did not pass it by that time. The efforts continued. Nevada actually ratified it last year.
So you mentioned Illinois was not one of the states that had approved it. Where is the fight now? Where does Illinois fit in now?
This issue has been perennial in Illinois. There's for several years, it's come up in session as a resolution. It's unclear what would happen if Illinois even were, if enough states were to ratify it at this point, since the congressional deadline passed decades ago. But regardless, the effort is still going on. It's still being lobbied for. The sponsor of the current resolution that would pass it in Illinois is State Senator Heather Staines. She says she believes she has enough support in the Senate pass-through committee and hasn't been called yet for a vote. She thinks she has the support there. She says she's not so sure about the House. Here she is from a story I did last year about it.
So we're trying to focus on developing more support in the House for it. To get a supermajority in the House, we're going to have some Republican support. For some reason, this has become a partisan issue, which I'm working to try to stop that. I don't think there's a reason that it needs to be or should be that way, quite frankly.
So there's the potential for it to reach ratification, at least symbolically, by the end of this legislative session.
Why has it been so difficult to get this amendment ratified in Illinois?
So Phyllis Schlafly really deserves the bulk of the credit, I think, for that. She made Illinois really the kind of headquarters for her Stop ERA campaign. She was a founder of the Eagle Forum, which is still in existence and says that it promotes quote-unquote family values, things like anti-abortion, anti-gay marriage. Phyllis Schlafly passed away in 2016. In 2011, she spoke with NPR's Michelle Martin about her opposition to the ERA and one of the pillars, really, that it focused on. So here she is talking about that.
The typical classic law that is not sex neutral is the draft registration law. And we were still in the Vietnam War in 1972. I had sons and daughters about age 18. My daughters thought this was the craziest thing they ever heard. You're going to have a new amendment for women. And the first thing is they'll have to sign up for the draft like their brothers.
The contention that she sparked really seeped in to Illinois politics, and though it came close to reaching ratification by the deadline, it just failed to get the crucial amount of votes. Should also probably be mentioned that the Illinois Constitution already has similar language to the ERA. Obviously, the goal for ratification, though, is to have it be a federal amendment.